Still with books, Day-to-Day regular contributor David Kippen has this assessment of the latest work by Gore Vidal. The new book is a rumination on the American founders. It's called Inventing a Nation.
In a less homophobic country than America, Gore Vidal might have been president by now. In a country less tolerant of dissent, he might have been shot. As it is, he's our modern answer to Henry Adams, a prodigally versatile writer, descended from statesmen. Yet in his persistent wish to make himself useful to his countrymen, he's also a failure, but one whose fault somehow seems more ours than his. Vidal's new book, Inventing a Nation, fails too, by every standard except the two that really count: the density of his learning and our unfailing delight in how it's expressed. It's a pocket political history of America's founding. It starts with George Washington's reluctant decision over the winter of 1786 to attend the Constitutional Convention. And it's resolved with the general's death 13 years later, 2 weeks shy of the year 1800. Along the way, Vidal examines the roots of controversial issues that still bedevil us today. These include the Electoral College, which put George W. Bush, probably Vidal's least favorite president, into office, and the principle of judicial review by the Supreme Court, which kept Bush there, and the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798, in which Vidal sees a cautionary dress rehearsal for the Patriot Act. Unfortunately, it's a measure of how disorganized this book can be that it lacks an introduction to tell us where it's going. No chapter titles hold our hands along the way, either. And the epilogue begins with the words, "I am at the end of the space allotted," as if Vidal were finishing up a final exam with one eye on the clock. So why should we put up with this sometimes rambling history? For one thing, because rambling is always a loaded word, forever handy to discredit the books or the speeches or the courtroom testimony of people one may not like. Call Vidal's style wide-ranging or discursive instead, and a different, much more accurate impression comes across. More than anything, this book feels like being buttonholed at a family party by your beloved uncle, the brilliant retired teacher who misses lecturing so much that he's never really given it up. Gore Vidal, who's pushing 80 now, still understands American history backwards and forwards as few writers ever have. It's well worth staying with him here, even if he sometimes tells that history backwards and forwards too.
That review from David Kippen, he's book critic for the San Francisco Chronicle.